you. Welcome everyone to the Development Administration Board meeting. It is Thursday, April 24th at 3:03 p.m. In attendance from the DAB, as we like to shorten it, I have myself, Rob Patterson, City Attorney and Planner, Jay Bachman, City Community Development Director, Chris Trusty, City Engineer, Christopher Howden, Planning Commissioner, and Deborah Mon, Planning Commissioner. So that forms our board. We also have members of the public, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know your name, sir.
Kim.
Kim.
Father-in-law.
Welcome. We also have representing the applicant, Shaylin Larson, who is the applying for this subdivision here. And Gretchen is our recorder for the day. We have two items on our agenda. The first one is our consent agenda, which is just approving our meeting minutes from last meeting. No, Deborah, you weren't here for them, but the rest of us all were. Anyone have any edits or changes they wanted to make to those? That was in the packet earlier. Not, then I would move to approve the meeting minutes from April 1st, 2025.
I'll second.
Moved by myself, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Okay, on to the reason for this meeting, which is final plat approval for Vista Ridge. The staff report we put out earlier summarizes this, or not summarizes, goes into more detail. I will summarize it. This is a two-lot subdivision. This was property that was annexed into the city last year. It is within the city's R120 zone, which was assigned when it was annexed. The lots all meet the sizing requirements. We've reviewed all utilities several times, gotten those more or less corrected. We are recommending approval, though we have some stipulations on that approval. I don't want to walk through those. Overall, the project looks great. We're very excited about it. Happy to be here. Just some minor cleanup things to address. First stipulation that we recommend is that the plat, when it gets recorded, be as the last one that was submitted by the applicant, except as we modify with these stipulations. The second is the plat have a note added for lot 2 that it requires an individual lot grading plan prior to building permit issuance. We had this concern, our consultant engineer, that the grading hasn't been fully addressed, so it might be draining onto the adjacent properties. So all we just want to make sure is that when lot 2 is built on, that they address that, make sure the drainage doesn't impact the neighboring property. So we just want that note added to the plat. Third stipulation is that the subdivision plans are as what we have submitted, except as we modify it here today. The fourth one is all of our stipulations. So those were the second sheet I handed out. You'll see there's 8 comments. These are all relatively minor, just cleanup kind of notes in the plan to make sure everything is just 100% correct. Conformance review by JV and the county, cleaning up the plat notes, making sure the setback diagrams are shown correctly, and then labeling the various utilities appropriately. We just caught those last few things. It wasn't serious enough that we wanted them to do a full resubmittal and go through that whole process again. We're just going to make these notes and say, when you come in for pre-con later, have the plans updated to fix these things before then. The fifth stipulation we recommend, we have an easement for a fire turnaround. So if you notice on the plat, you'll see this little kind of boxed out area in lot 2. Our fire marshal required that they have a turnaround provided at the end. Most of the time we have a cul-de-sac provided, just because of the way these properties were set up, they did like a square. I forget what it's called. It's not quite a hammerhead, but it's a modified hammerhead.
Yeah, probably a modified hammerhead.
So we have kind of it's in the plan, but you'll see like there's additional asphalt there, so a fire truck can go down, back up, and then leave again. So we just want something recorded for lot 2 that just confirms with the plat. They've already provided us legal description. I just need to give you the actual easement so you can sign it, but we'll handle that later.
Okay.
Stipulation 6 is a more interesting one. So this is something Shay and I talked about a little while ago. Unlike most developments, they actually have water rights associated with their property rather than getting water shares. They're in the process, they have a well on site where they've been irrigating the property. So they're in the process of dedicating that groundwater right to the city. However, it takes a long time for that process to go through the state. And so they're in the process of doing that. I've talked with Shay and Lane Downs, the water broker. They're working on that application. Our recommendation, as we've discussed with staff, is we're fine. Normally we require a lot of it to be dedicated before the plat gets recorded. We would be fine because this is just two lots. We know they have the water right. If we just say, let's get a development agreement record that says before lot two can be built on, you have to have the water dedicated. But we'll allow you to record while you're still going through that state engineer process. And if the state engineer decides that the water right can't be transferred to the city or has to be reduced from what you currently have, you'll have to make up that water before you can build on lot two.
Meaning they'll just have to go buy on the
other. You have to go buy on the market some stock certificates and turn it to the city as normal. So, any questions about that from the board? Any concerns, Shay, with that process? We discussed that earlier, but.
Yeah. If you both go in, yes.
And the final comment was just, we have two neighbors that live off of this street. To the south are the Miners, to the east are Worlton. They just need access to be maintained. At some point, you don't need to build a new road for them, but in this process, make sure the construction doesn't keep them from accessing their properties. Mm-hmm. So.
And then, Rob, just to clarify, this is half a road asphalted. The other half is just dirt?
It's just, I think, going to remain dirt or maybe some gravel. I mean, it'd be up to them. They're only required to build half the road.
Yeah, and understood. I'm not concerned about it, but just to jog my fuzzy memory that half of it will be dirt of some sort.
Yes, so this is the parcel next to it is the city's parcel. We own it. They're dedicating a little, you can barely see on the plat, but a little strip of land, so we get our full right-of-way, but they're only building half the road. The rest will remain unimproved until either the Worldtons or the Miners develop, in which case they'll put in the rest of the road. So that's all of the major comments we had as staff. We are comfortable moving forward with approval of this and the plans associated with this subdivision with those seven stipulations. And by seven, I mean seven, which includes the kind of cleanup items in those final review comments. I know we actually had a question from you and some others. Shaylin, maybe you could help. There's an existing fence along your property. Is that staying up or does that have to be removed?
It has to be removed because that's right where the sidewalk goes.
That's what I thought.
But we are putting a 6-foot vinyl fence just along, so it'll just be moved back.
Okay.
Just to accommodate that sidewalk.
You double check with me before you put that fence in. Just we have some rules about it for lot two. And so you'll need a fence permit before installing that.
For lot two?
For both lots.
For both lots?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean part of the subdivision because that's a private improvement.
Okay.
But
sure. Look at the code because you can't do chain link or vinyl or anything.
We can't do vinyl?
No.
Vinyl's allowed.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh.
We actually changed that a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. For private fence.
Pardon.
No, it's a good thing to catch. And so that's why I said before you install the fence, talk with me.
So okay. Private fence, yes.
Private.
Not for the development.
Development, no.
Yes.
Thank you.
But no, good thing to bring up. So the fence will be torn down and then a new fence put in place.
Yes.
I know we have some members of the public here who are also very interested in this property. Not really a public hearing, but do you have any quick questions you'd like to ask or clarification on?
No. Well, lots, but I don't know how to go about it. So I guess, do we know when things will be done?
So we'll try to move, as soon as the applicant can get the development plans updated, we'll hold a pre-construction meeting and then it's just on their time schedule.
Okay.
So.
Okay, and then will we be in contact?
Are you my buyer?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
When I saw your face, I'm like,
one.
I know, I'm like,
this is, your picture is on my fridge with your like, so I'm like, I know her, it's gotta be
I
know, her.
No, I'm like, I just don't know, as you know, we've had realtor issues. Just,
yes.
It's been an interesting
If you want, I can get your phone number and we can be in contact with you on that.
We're fine, I know we couldn't close until
this is approved.
Is this going to be approved today? Like, what is the
30 seconds?
Okay. Then what happens? Then it has to.
So we will get a new plat, like with those little stipulations that he wants on there, and then we'll print it on. It's called a Mylar, so it's like a big thing. They sign it, send it to the county, and it gets recorded, right?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay.
And as soon as it's recorded with the county, then the lot actually exists and can be sold. So that's when
we have to do our appraisal. Because we weren't able to do an appraisal until it was recorded.
It's recorded, okay.
So that's, I guess, who will know when it's recorded? With the county?
Me? The county will know, but we'll let you know when it's recorded. Okay, so perfect. I would say going forward, the city's kind of out of the process. We're approving it, so we'll make sure, you know, the construction happens appropriately. We'll be doing inspections. But in terms of timing and all of that, that's more of a Shay question at this point.
Okay. So then will you just let our realtor know?
Sure.
Or maybe
if you want my cell phone number, we can maybe text too. Sometimes it's easier.
Yeah, there's the realtor that's now working with us. I don't even know him. I've talked to him once. He's out of the country.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I've been talking to our lender a lot. So if you can just
let's just do that. Or I'll just text you and let you know on like dates.
Because
he
is ready to do the appraisal.
Okay.
Like the second it's recorded, and then we can
do it.
Okay. And then I was just wondering when it's all approved, will we just be in contact when they're going to put in the sidewalk? Or
for sure.
I don't really.
It's probably easier to have our phone numbers because once the real estate agents are done, I don't know how much they'll be in contact, but I can let you know like when construction and stuff starts.
And then as far as the fence, I just wondered because we will probably fence off the back.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, when you figure out what fence...
Budget, this is what we have on the fence, and if you wanted to just get the money and pick it all and do
yours
thing.
Because we thought... Okay, do you know, the fence that's currently there?
Yes.
I know that's an 8-foot, I believe, which we really like that. So I just want, and I don't know if
I'd say they don't, I don't think they allow it, and I think that's why our engineer had changed it.
Yeah. Okay, so an 8-foot is not allowed.
No, it is not.
6 feet is the best.
6 feet.
And I think that's why our engineer changed it to 6 feet, because he was looking at that and said, we can't do an 8-foot fence. So,
okay.
What you do is plant some shrubs on the inside.
Let it go tall.
They grow taller then.
Yes,
okay.
Actually,
that's
so do you allow
8 foot
on the wider lots?
I believe it has to be just because they'll cut the roots when they go through it to dig and it would die. So that's why they said we would probably have to get rid of that tree.
Do we know how far the fence is going to be moved?
About 1.5 feet? Is that
that's how much is getting dedicated, so about that.
Oh, okay.
Is what we'll be cutting off.
Okay, so it'll probably... Will it just stay as is?
Until we do construction,
doing construction.
Yeah.
Then hopefully we can just be in contact and say, okay,
this is the day we're pulling fence down or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can just, if you guys do the side, we can just pay for the back.
Okay.
And just do it all at once.
Okay.
Something. So, okay. So we can be in contact. But nothing will be happening next week.
No.
So we'll get it approved. And then we'll just be in contact when
dates and everything starts.
Do you kind of plan to do it soonish, like summertime?
Yes. I'm hoping if we get this all approved and as soon as it's recorded, I will schedule with my builder. I actually have two that we've been working with because one, the bid came back way higher than they had told us before. So I'm just getting one more on that. That's why I haven't given you the number for the bond yet. But yeah.
Okay.
So as soon as we get that back, they'll tell me what their timeline looks like.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. Do any of you have any information on Lehigh Irrigation, the ditch on the west side of the property?
It's going away.
Yes. It has been abandoned.
Okay. It looked like it was abandoned.
Yeah, it was abandoned actually before we purchased it, but I didn't see that. So I ended up getting a hold of John Bushman, and he said, that's already been abandoned. Phyllis did it, the one that I purchased the property from a while ago.
So they can do what they want with that.
Yes, that can be.
Is there still an easement there then for the Highland?
No.
Nope. Has that gone away?
That's everything. I feel like everything was gone on that whole ditch, right?
Yeah. You're removing all the, there's like a concrete head gate or
there's
something.
There's a head gate
there. Yeah, and that will be gone.
Half the ditch goes down.
Yeah. They're also expanding
the sidewalk actually goes right over
top
of that, where that's at.
It'll all get
in.
Oh, in the very front.
In the very front.
By the mailbox.
Yes.
Okay.
So that.
That ditch thing.
Yeah, you can borrow for your driveway or whatever.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Okay. So, any other concerns, questions?
No.
Any concerns with the stipulations we have?
I don't think so. I just need to make sure I get them to my engineer and...
I'll send you an electronic copy as
perfect.
Well with
That's
the approval.
Yeah.
So you'll have a copy of that
perfect.
At this meeting.
Okay. And then before I print anything on Mylar, do you want me to send you what he does and we'll just make sure it's good before I print?
Yes. Okay. So before you print it, send us an updated copy. We need to run it to the county. They just check to make sure like all of the lot lines close and just so it can be recorded. So
okay.
We'll do that. But send us your updated things so we can do that before you print.
Okay, perfect.
But you can do that while you're figuring out your bond with Gretchen. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, with no more questions, I think we're ready for a motion.
I move that the Development Administration Board accept the findings and approve the final plat and subdivision improvement plans for the Vista Ridge subdivision subject to the 7 stipulations recommended by staff.
I'll second that.
Been moved by Jay and seconded by Chris Howden. We'll do a roll call. Chris?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob is yes. Deborah? And Chris? That passes 5-0. Your plat has been approved.
Okay.
We have those final stipulations taken care of, and we'll get you off.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming and being part of this.
Thank you.
Meeting us.
Yeah.